can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to
Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. You can also check us out on the Facebook page. And we're doing Facebook Live right now, which we've been doing the past couple of weeks. So if you don't want to give us a call, you can always go on the on that Facebook Live segment
feed and
post,
and just leave us a note
and drop a note right there.
And if you did want to give us a call, you can reach us at, I forgot the number,
847
something 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 1590
475-1590 847-475-1590.
The 1590 part I've got, it was the middle three that I couldn't remember.
Diana needs an asphalt driveway. Recommendations for companies on the south side. Hey Rich, you got anybody on the south side that does asphalt driveways?
Yeah, I have to think a minute.
Yeah.
I'll look it up for her. Yep. I'll look it up. I'll post it.
I know.
And I can't swear that he's still doing them, but this guy's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I know the big companies like Rabine, you know, they come out and do it.
Do they do homes?
I think so, yeah.
They do.
A lot of them, that's the problem. A lot of guys, they end up buying so much equipment, then they said, well, I'm only doing commercial.
Because
driveways are a pain in the butt.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same thing of, you have to spend all that money. Do you want to be on one job all day, or do you want to go do three?
Right.
You know, so
just the setup time.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Although that's probably easier than
I don't
solar.
Know. What, doing asphalt driveways?
Well, setting up for each job.
Yeah.
And you just roll out, open a bucket, and start spreading your goo.
Well, they have that. That's why you see those pickup trucks that are, like, covered in black, and they've got those big, tanks in the bed of the truck. And they just come by and they just open it and just splatter the stuff all over there and spread it around.
Found it.
You found it?
Winning. Yeah, I'll give it to her. I don't know why I couldn't remember it.
Apparently, you've actually already been on that driveway.
You've been on that driveway, Rich.
What?
That's what it says. Thanks, Rich. You've been on this driveway.
Oh,
driveway.
I just looked at the name. Yes, this is one of my previous clients.
Oh, excellent.
I did a big addition for them years ago. Yeah, that's awesome. See how nice people still, you do nice work for people, how they stay kind of your friends and you stay in touch with your clients instead of hiding from them.
All right, so you had a recommendation for her?
Yeah, Shamrock Asphalt out of Crestwood. I'm going to give her the information.
Post it up there on the Facebook?
Now, can you post on the Facebook Live, or should I do that?
I think he can do it,
no,
too.
No, I got it.
Okay.
So
Shamrock Blacktop. And they're right in Crestwood, Illinois, so.
Close by.
So 2 weeks ago, because the main reason I come onto the show is so that I can get my own personal home improvement tips.
Okay.
How are
your doors doing?
They're not doing great. So as with all of my home improvement projects, you know, I call in, I try to do what you tell me to, I screw it up, and then I come back and have you tweak my. So here's what happened. So I got the long wood screws that you suggested.
Right.
I pulled them out. I pulled the middle two out, not the top end. So the top hinge, four screws. Pulled the middle two screws out.
Right.
Went to go put the new three inch screws in.
Mm-hmm.
Stripped the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Backed it out. Threw it down the stairs because that's, of course, a requirement.
That's where it belongs.
You have to have a temper tantrum because otherwise things continue to go down. So you have to change it, right? So then I threw the second one in. Well, actually, then I figured, ooh, This is a shorter. I had a shorter hole before. Now I'm gonna have a lot. So I actually got a drill bit, or mm-hmm. I got a drill bit out. Mm-hmm. I pre-drilled. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the right size, so it was kind of small, but still, I figured it's better than nothing. So I did that. Send it in. This is really sad.
Yeah.
It stripped that head too.
Okay.
Got really angry, and now that one wouldn't come out. And mm-hmm. I tried to use vice grips that couldn't back it out in any way, shape, or form. It's now, of course, because I do my home improvement projects at the ridiculous hours of 11:30 at night,
uh-huh.
which I'm sure my neighbors are incredibly excited about. I had to zip tie my front door closed because I couldn't. It was just about a quarter of an inch of the screw sticking out of the mm-hmm. hinge, mm-hmm. so I couldn't get the door closed.
Right.
I didn't sleep all night long because I was afraid my cats were escaping. But so, yeah, I had to zip tie my door closed.
Nice.
So then the next morning I got up and people had suggested that I could put a rubber band into the head of the screw head.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that would give me, and boop, right back out. So then I went back to the store, got a better screw.
More better.
And started with an S. I forget what. But I got a harder metal screw. The other one was kind of a coppery looking screw in this one.
Oh,
was,
brass.
Yeah, I got a brass screw. So I got that in, but it didn't do it. So then I started watching YouTube because you guys weren't available because I was now doing something on, mm-hmm. you know, a reasonable hour.
Now it's, you know.
Like a Monday, you know, a Monday and you're outside the air, which I really have to make sure I'm doing all my home improvement projects when you're around.
Right.
And so now what I tried to do, I figured, okay, so tightening the top didn't do it. Because my door is hitting the threshold on the bottom. And so
okay.
I.
So you had the right.
Yeah. So I figured, okay, so if I can't pull in the top, I'll push out the bottom. So I tried to put mm-hmm. cardboard in there. Well, that was dumb enough that I actually took all four screws out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hinge popped off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't fit in the little groovy thing,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure there's a word for that too.
You're right. It was anti-groovy?
It was anti-groovy. And so now it's actually flopping around because now I need another set of hands because the door's too heavy to get it back in the little thing. But I think, and I got some shims.
Yeah.
But I think if I can get the screws back in, I can get some shims in there and hopefully that'll swing it back out.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with taking out all four screws. It's actually better because if you tip the front edge of the hinge, the door will go move over, but it'll twist it so that the bottom will go in further. So there's, you know, you don't just, you could pack the back of the shim completely with cardboard and that works too.
Okay.
But can you pull the hinge pin out and then just put the half of hinge on and then move the door back in place
these
and
hinges,
then put the hinge pin back in?
Yeah, these hinges are like 100 some years old. So they have a little bulby thing on the top of each
finial.
Hinge. They're really pretty finial.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that mm-hmm. was just for
they
lamps.
They still usually mm-hmm. pop right
so
out.
So that's not just a word for a lamp. That's a mm-hmm. word for another thing. Finials.
Finial.
All right, so I have one on both sides, so I didn't know how that works. So would it spin out like a screw? I didn't even try.
Some of them will, yes.
And others are just caps that just, the actual pin is inside. So you have to wiggle that finial and see if it wants to come loose. If it doesn't, try turning it lefty, loosey, righty, mm-hmm. tighty.
Right.
And that a lot of times that'll unthread
out
of the hinge, and then that you drive the pin out.
Okay. Okay.
So, but then so you don't have, then you can put half the leaf on and, you know, half the hinge on and you're good. Now, another thing when you're drawing those long screws like that, again, when you're in Ace Hardware, because you're not going to get this at a box store, go in Ace Hardware and go, I need a little block of beeswax.
Oh.
So they sell these little blocks, maybe inch and a half square by 5/8 of an inch thick. Mine's probably 15 years old now. But if you got places where you got to drive screws like that, you just take and rub it across the beeswax and those screws go in. Easy.
Oh, you know, and my grandpa said you could do that with bar soap.
Yeah.
I
feel like my grandpa
soap,
told me that like 20 years ago before he died.
Preferably,
and did you do that before you stripped that screw
not
out?
Not with this one.
Preferably Irish Spring.
Yeah.
Preferably Irish Spring, yeah.
Because it's softer. It has moisturizer in it.
The moisturizer. You can use soap, but I still prefer the beeswax.
Beeswax. That seems slipperier.
Yeah. So you can do that or an old candle you've got sitting around. Just run it through there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's paraffin.
Because my original thought was that I would just sand the threshold. But then I started to think, no, because my key is not hitting the strike plate. Well, when I do the deadbolt, exactly. So there's many things happening because the silly door is sagging so much.
It sounds like
you are correct.
All right, so I'm going to try that when I get home.
You okay. still could try the top hinge bigger screw, but you actually the whole thing is grab the door handle and sort of lift up and down and look where the movement is.
You know,
it's sometimes
funny.
It's a loose hinge.
I don't feel
you can't
anything.
See any movement?
No.
Okay, so it's just sag.
Is that it? Yeah, because I can't, the door, I try to shake it side to side, top to bottom. It doesn't feel like it's moving. And I'm like, why is there
then
sag?
Then it still
here?
Sounds to me like you need a bigger screw in the top hinge.
You might be able to.
Even longer than three?
When you look at the top gap across the top.
I did a number 10.
Oh, that's the diameter.
When I look at the.
When you look at the gap across the top of the door and the door jamb, does it start really close at the hinge and then get wider at the other? Yeah.
Yep.
And so you're on the right path, though.
You taught me the word for that.
Huh?
The facial? No, what's it
margin?
Called?
We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Gas bill, so they gonna shut all my heat. I can't pay my gas bill, so they gonna shut all my heat. Without that bread I need, and you can't even warm your feet. I can't pay my light bill, so they gonna shut all my juice. I can't pay my light bill, so they're gonna shut off my juice. Without that bread I need, all that talking just ain't no use. Listen.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if somebody wanted to get a copy of the newsletter there, Rich, how would they do that?
Go to MightyHouse.net, click on the contacts page, fill out the little form, you know, name and email address, and just submit.
Boom, done, just like that?
Boom, done. Just like that.
That's pretty quick
and easy.
We try
to keep this stuff simple.
That's it.
We always follow the KISS method.
The what?
KISS. Keep
the
it
KISS
simple,
method
stupid.
For doing things.
Oh.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Got it.
Yeah.
Maybe we could say silly.
I mean, I do that for work. Everything has to be the KISS method. You know, I write systems for a living now, and we try to keep it simple, stupid.
Oh, and I'm always making tools and processes at work because I don't want to figure something out twice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah, once you want to just put in one input, it just calculates it all
Done.
For you. Done.
Yep.
Figure Done. It out once. Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. And then if during a project something happens and it wasn't in the process, it goes in the process because the only thing dumber is having the same mistake repeat itself over and over.
Uh-huh.
You know what's also keep it simple, stupid?
What's that?
Calling.
Yeah?
You could do that at 847-475. I learned the three middle numbers. Yeah. 847-475-1590 because that's the radio station that we're on.
Really? Right
1590,
now?
1590, yeah. Right yeah. Crazy how that, what a coincidence.
Wow. Cool.
What a coincidence.
She's actually pretty good at this for, you know, sitting in and stuff.
Well, I, you know what, actually I'm making an attempt because last time I just sat here and didn't do any of that.
Oh, nice.
And then went home and said, you know, part of my job is to like say things like call us now.
Uh-huh.
You know, because that's what Robbie's good at.
So on the Facebook, Mike, did you see what Mike just put on there? My daughter was listening to your bumper music and said, ooh, I hate that 80s music.
Goodness.
That was 80s music you had on?
That's, yeah.
I missed what was the promo that
yeah,
you did.
That's right, Mike. You've got some teaching to do. She needs to know what the blues is all about.
Yeah, but she listens to the words. I mean, all of your intros are hilarious. You need to listen to the words to them because they all are related to home improvement.
In most cases, yes. Mm-hmm.
Although I was getting coffee, so I didn't hear what this last one was.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
I did not hear it.
Oh, this one was turning. Yeah, just I got no money. They're going to turn off my juice.
Oh, I like that one too.
That's what. Have you heard this one before?
All right, listen, Mike's daughter.
This isn't 80s music.
This is not 80s music. But apparently she doesn't like this. Who doesn't like this?
It's bluesy.
Listen to that.
It says Chicago. It says blues.
Yeah.
Home improvement.
Mike, stretch your daughter's. Right. Stretch your daughter's.
Here you go.
I can't pay my gas. Horizons, whatever. So they're going to shut off my heat. I can't pay my gas bill. Peggy. So they're going to
shut off my heat. See? Without that bread I need, and you can't even warm your feet. See?
See? Listen to the words.
That's right.
Don't judge. Don't judge. Taking the full experience.
See, and Peggy likes the 80s music, so.
Well, that's because Peggy and I are the same genre.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think we're about the same age.
And Lisa, Mike actually just posted on there. He's posting a challenge for you.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So if we do the hardware song before Clutter Clarity, are you going to be able to do the lyrics?
All right. I'm going to look up the lyrics. If I can see them, I just don't know them by heart. So I'm going to find it. What's the name of the song?
I don't even know if you can read that fast. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It is good.
It does
look them up
practicing.
And try it, though.
It does take practicing, because Robbie's got that.
Yeah.
Oh, and it took her.
And Rich can do it.
Week after week. No, I cannot.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's go to the phones here. And pull up Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, Ron, Rich, and Lisa. You're doing a wonderful job.
Morning.
Oh, thanks.
So I just thought I'd call in and say hi and good morning.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Jeff. Jeff is a home inspector, and I want to ask him, how many attics do you go into where they are properly air sealed and have all the baffles?
Zero.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, because I as I'm running through an inventory of all the attics that I have been in, and I've seen two that I thought that might be what it was.
Yes.
The worst ones are the ones that I call have been homeowner hanked.
Which
are where they've gone to the big box store and they rented the blower machine.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And they blow the stuff all over the place. They cover up the soffit vents if they have them, because they don't know how to, they don't put the baffles in at all.
Right.
The ones where they go in and buy the fiberglass roll and they staple it up to the roof joist and leaving the vapor barrier exposed where it shouldn't be, all that, where they shouldn't have even used vapor barrier.
Correct. Yeah, you got it. See, so that just reinforces what Rich's tip of the week was at the end of the last hour. So I figured, well, what the heck? I'm going to ask Jeff and see, because you're in a lot of attics. You're in, and at least one a day, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. Well, more than that, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, and then to complicate things, so many HVAC contractors went out and bought the Owens Corning machines and stuff because it's a way to increase your sales. But they still aren't, you know, they're not doing it correctly. That's not, you need to hire a good insulator contractor, and a good one will vacuum out your attic. All the existing insulation will go bye-bye so that they can air seal it properly and do everything and then insulate it. And it'll cost you
three times as much.
It's going maybe up front, but you will actually save money.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is some of the older places where the heaters are in the attic. You know, none of the ductwork was sealed back then.
Correct.
So then they come in and blow. I've seen HVAC units where the cellulose newspaper, for lack of a better word, is blown up all over, you know, all over the air and the filter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just sucking and stuff, and the air intakes aren't sealed. The return air duct isn't sealed. None of it's sealed. All this stuff is just getting run through the house. You know,
right?
It's amazing.
Yep.
Duct leakage, a way to spread heat unevenly.
Yeah. Well, it's part of their formula.
Well, yes, that's why the pipes don't freeze, because we have air leakage.
Right. Okay, so before I hijack the phone call, Jeff, what were you calling about?
A Just that.
Oh, okay.
Because of the tip of the week, you know, the attics. So
excellent. So I tied right into it.
Yeah, you did. Hmm. You hit it perfectly.
Cool.
So now that we do all the air sealing, you know, now we're seeing more, you know, heat recovery units, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Clients look at those and they go, what does that do again?
Mm-hmm. It, bringing in cold air? Why?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It brings in cold air on one side. It gets mixed around with the hot air and shoots back in, you know. I said, and there's two filters in here, or sometimes one you got to replace every 6 months or so, or, you know, depending on the use. And it's just, you know, the more technical houses get, the harder it is for people to run them.
Right, right, right.
So I had a question for you, Ron.
Go ahead.
With all this new high-tech stuff coming in with these wireless switches and different things and all of, I had a client call me up that added, I forgot what it was. It was some kind of wireless, and the electrician said, well, you don't have enough neutrals. So my thing was, is whatever they were trying to add, they probably had shared neutrals,
mm-hmm.
is what he was trying to say. Is that a problem with tech these days?
Well, not just that, but, you know, what
sounds like a GFI breaker.
No. So let's say you want to control your bedroom lights and, you know, your closet lights, stuff like that, switches. And so you're going to run that off of a main system that you can control all your lighting.
Right.
So when you do that, you open up that switch box. Normally, we wouldn't pull a neutral to a switch box, a switch location, because we don't need one. All we're doing is switching the hot. So a lot of times you'll open up a switch box and you don't have a neutral in there. So now all of a sudden you want to put a timer in, or you want to put in one of these, you know, control four type of switching, or a Lutron's got their their system now. You need a neutral for that. So that's what he's talking about. Now you have to go back pull a neutral into that switch box and tie it all together. So that's probably
what
he's talking about. Yeah. And if you got Romex, you're up a creek without a paddle, buddy.
Yeah. Or
no, we just tape the ground and.
Yeah. Right. Don't go any.
We do all kinds of bad things because I only have Romex.
Yeah.
No, I don't do
that. Well, that's another thing that I've seen lately is that I don't know, must have been a rash of electricians that all of a sudden decided to stop taping. You know, they use the same black feed wire. And they didn't tape the neutral off. I mean, even though I know it's on the neutral side, but you know,
right.
You know, you're supposed to tape it with a piece of white tape or gray tape or something to identify.
Yeah, you got to tag them.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of that lately that's not done.
Correct. So, you know, and it depends, like where Rich is going to be a lot harder. You can't, at least here in the Chicagoland area, we've got conduit. We can pull a neutral over to the switch and fire it all up. You know, if your house is wired with Romex or BX, You can't do that. So now you're
because it's all
wires.
Ridgy on the inside.
No, it's just they just run extension cords in their walls.
Yeah,
have to plan better.
They go out and they buy 14-2 and 12-2 extension cords, just rolls of extension cords, and they just staple it up through there and go from one.
And it's funny because you almost never see 14-3 like for three ways. Now it's like because you need that traveler, but it's like almost never even find that
14-3.
I wonder, does the solar have to go into conduit?
You can buy that at the Home Depot all day long, 14-3 around here.
I know, but you can't use it.
Which is why it shouldn't be sold there, because it's not legal.
Thanks for the phone call, buddy. We'll talk to you.
I end up telling people all the time, it's just because I sell in big box store doesn't make it legal.
That's right. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, so that Mike Jackson dude, that Mike Jackson outdoor fishing, hunting thing, that promo...
Yes. You guys have some that sound just like that.
Oh, we do?
Those are the things I recorded.
Oh, look at you. All fancy. Mike Jackson did his hunting and fishing show from a bass boat last summer out in a lake. So, I mean, what better way to do it than do your radio show while sitting in your bass boat? Just casting, talking. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It does. It's like the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. So the technology they have here is amazing that you can actually even pull that off. So that's pretty cool. So anyway.
Well, I think we sort of tried that last week when I was standing there with my tool belt on trying to frame a deck, and it didn't work out so well because I had three people standing there going, all right, now what do we got to do? I'm like, I'm trying to do this here, and then I'll come back to you. So then after all that, I went back to it, and they didn't nail half the joists.
Oh, come on.
To the hangers and that. So then I ended up having to do it.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, really?
So they just tacked it up? Face?
Yeah, they were in my face, but they didn't finish what they were doing, so it's just crazy stuff.
Excellent.
Oh, well.
Okay, so before the break there, we were talking electrical conduit, having to pull neutrals to switches in order to put in the new technology and the computer-controlled switching and stuff. And you had a question there, Lisa? Oh, by the way, Lisa's sitting in for Robbie. Robbie's out today, so if you've been listening to Lisa, that's why she's here.
Well, I was just curious, in Florida, I know the NEC code, we always have to put the DC wire coming off the roof in labeled conduit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just curious if that's the same in Florida, since you don't have
a... I don't know, because, you know, that was like I said, the problem is we don't do a lot of solar down here because it's too sunny and they tend to fade.
Yeah.
No, I don't. We don't do solar for some reason. I don't know. There's no money involved
state
in it. We don't
stuff.
Get
yeah. Oh yeah.
State policies.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody in North Carolina, which brought up my favorite, and I know you know this one, Rich. When a whole municipality said that they couldn't do community solar, which is a big, huge field full of solar panels, because they were nervous that the solar would use up all the sunlight and they wouldn't be able to grow plants.
Mm. No way.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a city councilwoman made that recommendation, and she is a school teacher teaching science.
No, come on.
I am not making this up.
I crap you not.
Can you imagine?
That's
solar
actually
panels
really
are
funny.
Use up all the sunshine because, you know, yeah, because that can happen.
So we have a place called Lakewood Ranch Babcock Ranch. Babcock Ranch. If you Google it, it's a planned development. Something like 50,000 homes over the next 12 years.
Okay.
But people are under the impression it's all solar powered. It is not, but it does include a huge solar farm.
Oh.
So, it's a few miles inland from the coast. I mean, it's actually a great place. So, we're doing all of the homes are green. They all use green principles. They all use, you know, passive house principles, all that kind of stuff. Air tested to 3 air changes per hour, you know, blower door tested.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place, and you know, but that's, I think when you're talking about all the baby boomers moving down,
right?
I think that place is going to go crazy. It's about hour and a half north of me.
So wow, I'm checking it out. It is cool.
So the array is a community solar array then?
Correct. It is actually going to be owned by LCEC or. One of the power companies, it may be an FP&Ls, but it was part of the plan.
Right.
So, in other words, it's not like they're adding it as they go.
Florida
Power.
You can put solar panels. Yep.
Yeah. So that's Florida Power and Light.
Yes.
Okay.
Who would own it? Yeah. You know, in Chicago, ComEd cannot own generation.
What?
Nope.
In Chicago, or you mean the state of
Illinois?
Because
it's in the ComEd footprint, because it's deregulated.
Oh.
Okay, so now in Florida, what causes problems with our solar is that we cannot buy power from a third party.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot, if you've got lots of money and you want to put solar panels on the roof of my building, my industrial building.
Right.
And then I could buy the power from you, and you're renting my rooftop. Yeah, that doesn't work here because it's illegal.
Yeah.
I can't buy power from a third party, so there is no private investment in solar panels on roofs.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
in the Sunshine State.
You're the Sunshine State. There's no reason to have solar there.
Yes. So between the power companies running our state house, so that doesn't get changed, and then the sugar industry is the reason why the Everglades are starving for water.
Mm.
Oh, because they're using all the water for sugar cane.
No, they divert the water. Right. They divert the water from, like, you look at this picture of you see that big lake, Lake Okeechobee?
Right.
That water should run due south right through the Everglades. That's how it gets washed and rinsed, and when it hits the Gulf of Mexico, it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where all the sugar plantations are to the south. So now they send it down this Lucy River and the, don't remember the other name now. That's the one that goes through. But so they send the water to the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico dirty brown.
Oh, good.
So that's your sugar industry controls that now. So, mm-hmm. And that's not new. That's back to the 20s, 30s.
Wow. But that's why you guys have all those plants then burning all that stuff, because you got all the sugar cane to burn then, right?
I wouldn't doubt if we overpay for sugar cane stalks to burn in power plants. You're probably right.
Amazing. All right. So since we've got a couple minutes here before we have to hit Clutter Clarity and or Lisa's new segment.
Tech Talk.
Lisa Tech Talk. Let's talk about real quick what's going on in the solar industry, because you kind of do a little bit of thing with, what's that? The ISEA.
Illinois Solar Energy Association.
Right. And then solar services, that's your money-making job.
Yeah. So solar service pays me, and right. I can go out and talk to homeowners and show them how solar is affordable.
Right.
And then with Illinois Solar, I work on policy stuff.
Right.
And we are right now working on the rules, rulemaking for the incentive program that will kick off in 2018.
2018?
That's
although like next year.
It is. Although as long as your system is installed after June 1st, June 1st, 2017, which unless you have a time machine, your system would be installed in the future, not in the past, right. You're eligible for that system. So there's no reason to wait. You could actually install your solar now and you still be eligible for incentives.
Whatever incentives come out.
Yeah.
And do you know exactly what those incentives are?
We don't, but we've started to see some drafts. So mm-hmm. in the past, the problem in Illinois and why we don't have as much solar as other states is, one, our electricity rates are low, but our state incentives have been incredibly inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have it, you don't have it. There was a rebate program. It was a lottery system. Only a third of the people were getting them.
They release it in November. You have to have it installed by March.
Right. And then
through the winter.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a group of people that got them, but then the governor froze all the programs. And even though these aren't taxpayer dollars, took everybody's money away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the goofy stuff. So all of that's going away, and we're going to have a much more revolving
door. State governments are all fun, aren't they?
Oh, they're so fun, especially sticky fingers and budgets.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So the good thing is that we're going to have this revolving door where anytime you're ready to put in a project, whether it's a commercial project, whether it's a residential project, you will actually know in advance. So they're putting on a table that will actually show pricing. So let's say, you know, you're going to install in 2018. I can see what the price is going to be. You're going to install in 2020. I can see what the price probably will be. The cool mm-hmm. thing about this legislation is we built in a lot of flexibility so that mm-hmm. if we need to increase or decrease those prices, depending on the speed at which the industry is developing solar, we'll have that flexibility to make those swift adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be cool because we have a possible trade tariff coming through as well, because a couple of solar installers have claimed that they have had damage from the Chinese imports of really cheap stuff.
Right.
So a lot of moving parts. So the cool thing about the Illinois legislation is it allows us flexibility so that we don't have to go back to the legislature for a fix. The Illinois Power Agency will actually be able to move those levers all by themselves.
Oh, wow.
So nice. What it is what's called a renewable energy credit. So people might be familiar with RECs because there's like green electric suppliers out there.
That's what happened RECs. Out here, right here in the corner. There was a REC.
There was not a WR, but an REC.
Oh, RE. Well, say
yeah, that's... it's a shorter REC.
Oh.
Renewable energy credit.
So it's only with smart cars.
Yes.
It's a REC with a smart car,
right.
not an Eldorado.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Shorter REC. So it's called a renewable energy credit. So for every 1,000 kilowatt hours of energy you produce, you are making this REC.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people aren't familiar because they might be buying green power, meaning that the electric player or the electric company that they're buying their energy from is probably buying a REC from an energy producer, usually a wind turbine in Texas
mm-hmm.
or Iowa. Hopefully Illinois, but most of it is probably coming out of Texas and Iowa. And so instead of buying those RECs, you actually get to sell those RECs. So you become a player in the industry. You're in the energy market. So you are selling.
So do you start a company like Enron? Just for the 20, play the game 20 with panels energy on credits.
Your roof. 20 yeah. panels on your roof isn't quite going to get you to Enron.
No.
But no, it's really cool because it actually means that you'll be able to monetize your system a lot better. And it's going to put payback somewhere around the 10-year mark, which people are like, oh, 10 years is so long. You know what? 10 years looking forward seems like it's long. But look at your kid and think of 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was yesterday.
Right.
You know? And you're going to rent your power forever from the utility, or in 10 years, you're clean and free. And actually, on day one, you are actually making electricity for cheaper than the utility is charging you. Day one. Mm-hmm. So these renewable energy credits will make that more accessible. No. Yes,
yeah,
Rich.
That's good. Because, I mean, well, the problem down here is after the hurricane, most of the people with solar panels found out it doesn't work after a storm because they have to, this automatic switching disconnects them from the grid during a power failure.
Yeah. So when systems go
down. They didn't realize that.
Yeah. When
they didn't realize that. So, I mean, it's an easy fix.
Well, but they should have.
A lot of people just got caught going, oh, I didn't realize it would do that.
Well and actually, a lot of solar companies are donating battery-based solar systems to Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Sunrun is a women-owned solar installation company, a large national player, one of the largest in the country. And they just had a whole crew go down to Puerto Rico and install tons of solar to folks who don't even have generators for medical equipment. Mm-hmm.
And Solar World's doing the same thing, aren't they?
Now, a lot of solar companies are running to Puerto Rico to help those folks out.
Excellent. All right, we're going to come back with Clutter Clarity or Lisa's Tech Talk. I'm not sure what it's going to be. But stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, where would they go? What would they do?
I would go to MightyHouse.net, click on the contacts page, fill out the short form, you know, name, email address, and then click submit.
Just like that.
It's that simple.
Boom, done.
Boom, done.
And then you get to see the cartoon you found of a guy beating a dead horse.
Well, beating a horse to death, anyway.
Yeah.
But it's a cartoon. It's just meant anyway.
I know.
But yes, you will find out guests that we're going to have on the show. Links to raffles and/or giveaways.
Mm-hmm. Like the
topics.
The Illinois
like the
Solar.
Like
the Tesla. Thank you.
The Tesla X giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end, December 7th.
Really?
People are going to get their tickets. We actually had an event this week, and we had the Tesla X at the event. Wow,
that car. It's a beautiful
car. Holy cow.
Yeah, I know. I saw one yesterday
in
Palm Beach. They're so cool.
Well, you know what's remarkable about that car? So they have the Falcon Wing.
The Galdors.
The Galdors. Yeah, I think they're actually called, somebody told me they're called Falcon Doors because Elon Musk likes the Millennium Falcon.
Oh.
So they're Falcon Doors.
Okay.
Mercedes pretty much already took Gullwing anyway.
Oh, did they? Oh, yeah.
So they're Falcon.
Okay.
As long as there's a foot clearance, it will change the hinge, changes the radius of the door swing.
The swing, yep.
So it'll open
within
no matter
a foot.
What.
Within a foot. Because I was like, I just parked in a parking garage and I couldn't get out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? And I'm like, 1 foot.
That's all it takes.
You're up. And you know what? You can win a ticket for that.
Yeah.
You can.
How much is it?
IllinoisSolar.org. It's $100 for a ticket. You can get 4 for $300.
So it's like a
bonus. And we're only selling 2,500 tickets, so your odds of winning are huge.
Huge.
Huge, huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge.
All right. Are we ready?
And that's at ISEA.org.
No, it's IllinoisSolar.org. You have to actually spell out Illinois. Sorry, folks.
That's right. I've done that before.
Yeah,
this one comes up funny.
Yeah
this is Illinois the teacher's Solar. Thing. Iowa State Teachers Association.
Hey, I went to Iowa State University.
Okay, education.
All right, are we ready?
We are.
Okay, here we go. Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Lisa with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House. Or Lisa's Tech Talk, where something.
Whatever we're doing.
Wherever she's going with this.
Whatever we're doing.
We don't know where she's going.
Cause only you can save me now from this misery. I'm lost in my own ways,
and I'm getting weary. More than 80s music.
How far is heaven? And I know what I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
Who's was that? There was a new voice in my ear. I know Rich doesn't sing.
I dropped an
octave. Oh, you dropped it. Wow, you threw me. I was looking around.
You dropped more than an octave.
I thought our sound guy chimed in there.
So, yeah, hey, I don't do that. No, no.
So last week, you guys, I heard Robbie talking about coupons.
Oh, God.
Remember, we were talking about coupons, and it occurred to
coupons.
Me.
Or is it a coupon?
Talk about that again.
No, we're no. So what my thought was is before a contractor's, I'm going to not assume that all contractors are male, but so before you throw those little coupon holders out, because I have been in a few work trucks. Let me tell you my biggest pet peeve, and I think Robbie could probably relate to this, is the number of receipts sitting randomly all over the truck. Mm-hmm. And also knowing the bookkeepers on the back end of those offices, or if it's your own company and your own business, the odds of getting those receipts worked out is crazy. So here was my thought. Number one, when you're standing in line at the box store or wherever you are getting that thing, and you have to sign the coupon or the receipt,
right?
You know, for the cashier,
mm-hmm.
write the name of the project right then and there on the receipt.
Okay.
While you're standing in line, so that when it ends up jumbled into your pocket, you don't have to look back and think, oh, which project was this? I mean, I assuming that you're doing one project on a receipt transaction.
Big Orange actually, I think, does that already, where they'll, you like, when you go to the register, it'll ask you, do you want to put a job name on there?
And I like, too, that you can do the email version of that.
And it emails it.
Yes.
Because we've been trying to get our guys to do the email version of that so that we in the office don't have to go back later and just get the credit card statement, but we can actually get the backup on that.
Right.
So, because that's often lacking from our crew, you know, who we might get somebody's McDonald's receipt and we're like, that doesn't do me any good. I want the one from, you know, Big Orange.
Yeah. Right. Well, and the other thing is, when you get the register receipts, they fade in 30 days.
Yes, because the heat in your office or in your truck.
Right.
Write it on the thing, put it in your little coupon thing that you took from home because nobody uses those.
Right.
And just put it right into the slot that has to do with that job. Or bring an envelope in the truck and put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, too, people are intimidated by Excel. And I know a lot of contractors, you know, people who are on a roof or whatever, don't necessarily know Excel. It's a spreadsheet.
Okay.
You know, spreadsheet software.
Okay.
And a lot of people who don't use it find it intimidating.
Right, because it can do too much.
It can do too much, and how do you start and how do you program it?
Right.
But there's actually templates out there, so you could actually, and you can even use it on your phone. You can do Google Docs, you do Sheets, and you could actually type that stuff in right when you're doing your, you know, when you're standing there filling up at the gas station or something.
Right.
You could actually put in the details so that you have it, but there's also YouTube videos to show you. But
how
you can
do
templates, and so in the template section, like if you go to, if you need to do Excel in the template section, for people who are, you know, afraid to use the software, you can see how, you know, you can do, there's an invoice, and then it shows you, and it does the math for you, and everything is really simple. So it starts at the cash register, write the name on the thing, use your little coupon organizer folder thing, so you don't have a truck full of receipts. I can't tell how many times, like, I might need to move a vehicle in our parking lot or whatever, and I get in, and there's nothing but receipts that are crunched up, sitting on the dash, that are completely disorganized. So you could actually get rid of the clutter in your truck by using that coupon thing that you didn't like last week at home in the junk drawer.
You know how to get those receipts turned in?
Don't reimburse until they bring them back.
Huh? No, yeah. Make them use their own credit card.
Right, exactly.
And those things will show up like that.
Right? You'll have a much better value than that. Yeah.
Here, we'll reimburse you. You buy it, and we'll reimburse you at the end of the week. And all those receipts turn up.
I used to work in corporate America, though, and I wasn't a big fan of using my own credit card to fund the company.
But see, here's the thing, though. But now they get all those miles. They get all the miles.
That's true. That's
so
true.
So a lot of guys like getting the miles.
Well, so I was thinking from last week's segment of who really clips coupons.
Right.
And then you can take it the next step further. And you know, Excel isn't that scary.
Right.
So I know a lot of people, they didn't grow up with it. Right. So builders, my friends who are builders, my brother's a builder. And, you know, he didn't necessarily have that experience. But it's actually not bad because there's YouTube videos out there that show you how to use some of these tools that are super, super simple.
Yep.
And you can go out there, and then so you take the coupons and you put it in the spreadsheet.
And you know what else I found?
Now you know how to, yep.
Last week there's a place, it's coupon.com. You just go through there, look at the coupons you want, you print them out, take them. You don't need to store them and keep them all over the place.
Right.
So, amazing.
Yep.
Right. Hey,
we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and find out what Kimi is all about. Yeah,
this
Kimi.
Is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.